Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, when you walk into a hospital emergency room, there's a certain chaos you expect, right?
Definitely beeping monitors, doctors running around.
Exactly. And a triage nurse making those like split-second decisions about who needs saving first. But imagine if that ER was running out of bandages.
Right, and the waiting room is literally spilling out into the street.
Yeah. And then the chief of medicine suddenly declares that they have to stop just treating the trauma and, you know, actually start figuring out why everyone keeps getting hurt in the first place.
Which is a massive shift. I mean, it requires a complete systemic pivot while you are still actively patching people up.
It really does. And that is exactly the scenario laid out in the Western Cape government's Department of Social Development strategic plan for 2025 to 2030.
Yeah, they are trying to move from merely surviving to actually thriving. And this is while dealing with nearly 20% unemployment and skyrocketing food insecurity.
And the solutions they're proposing to pull this off are surprisingly radical for a government department.
Oh, absolutely. We are talking about deploying new tech apps and playing matchmaker with the private sector.
Right. But before we get to the solutions, to understand why these radical solutions are necessary, you really have to look at the sheer weight of what they are carrying right now.
The numbers in this report are just staggering.
They are. I mean, over 42,000 children are currently in foster care in the Western Cape.
And yet, since April 2020, only 1,025 have been reunified with their parents.
Wow. Wait, really? Just 1,000?
Yeah, and that desperately low reunification rate isn't for a lack of trying. It is the result of severe bureaucratic bottlenecks
Right.
and a serious lack of halfway support systems for families in crisis. Plus, when you add in the data on teen pregnancies, it gets worse.
Oh, the teen pregnancy numbers were rough.
Yeah.
Like nearly 10,000 births to girls aged 10 to 19 in just one single year.
Exactly. The system simply cannot process that kind of intake.
Okay, let's unpack this. Going back to that massive underfunded ER analogy for a second. The department is realizing that relying entirely on institutional care is basically just treating the end stage trauma.
Right, so they have to focus on preventative medicine instead.
Like early intervention and parenting programs.
Yes, and that shift is driven largely by shrinking budgets, honestly. The financial reality forces them to strategically shift their weight toward family preservation.
So keeping the family unit intact is the goal.
Right, because if you tackle the root causes of vulnerability, you reduce the flow of vulnerable individuals into that critical care system in the first place.
Makes sense. But because the traditional government playbook won't cut it when the budget is slashed so much, the state has to find creative, non-traditional lifelines just to survive right now.
Which is why they are leaning so heavily into community partnerships.
Yeah, like the new Cape Care Fund. That links private donors directly with registered high-performing nonprofits, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or their Adopt-a-Town corporate initiative.
Adopt a town.
Yeah, which is a fascinating model. Instead of just throwing generic aid at a region, Adopt-a-Town gets businesses to invest in specific local infrastructure.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, like funding a skill center or maybe upgrading a community clinic.
Oh, so it's direct corporate sponsorship that builds self-sustainability from the ground up.
Exactly. And on top of that, they're also rolling out a new digital platform called SWIMS.
Right, the Social Work Integrated Management System. But, you know, when I hear smartphone app for social workers, my immediate thought is that this is just a band-aid.
Sure, that makes sense.
I mean, you can't really code your way out of severe trauma. So does handing out tablets actually move the needle when dealing with human crises?
What's fascinating here is the paradox. You would think technology distances us, right?
Right, usually it does.
But SWIMS digitizes the crushing administrative paperwork, specifically to clear the runway for social workers.
Ah, I see.
Think of the social worker as an overwhelmed air traffic controller. If you automate their logging and compliance and all those repetitive forms, you get them out from behind a screen.
And back into vital face-to-face client interaction. That is really smart.
It really is. It frees them up to do the actual social work.
So the takeaway for you listening isn't just about government policy, it is a blueprint for any overwhelmed system.
Definitely. Because when resources dry up, the answer isn't necessarily to just work harder.
No, it's to decentralize your problem solving. By leveraging technology and building a resilient network with private partners, you stop trying to do everything alone.
Right, and you focus your limited human capital where it has the absolute highest impact.
Which leaves us with a final question for you to ponder.
Yeah, this is a good one.
If a massive government department can digitize its heavy bureaucracy specifically to reclaim its human connection and face-to-face time, well, it makes you wonder.
It really does.
What administrative burdens in your own life or work could you automate to make yourself more human?